Moving on from England, Spain, do we see Atletico Madrid repeating their heroics of last season?
Unfortunately, they have lost, like, three of the good players.
Yes.
At least.
And maybe even Koke?
Oh, yeah, maybe even Koke. So I think it might be getting a bit harder for them there. They did well, and now all the vultures are coming and going, oh, you got some good players, or what happened?
They did replace them with good players as well.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't think... Mario Mandzukic and Diego Costa, they're not a like-for-like. I mean...
No, not exactly.
Goalkeeper, yes. I think they got a very good goalkeeper in... I can't remember his name now.
I can't remember who that was. Our guy is coming back.
Yeah.
Kucelis is coming back to Chelsea.
Yeah.
So I don't know who they replaced him with.
I can't remember now. But yeah, if they lose Koke, things look dire for them. Especially if Koke goes to Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Because that instantaneously makes Madrid very good. But Madrid might be losing a few players because Cadera might leave. Though I think Tony, he has re-signed, from what I've heard. And him and Tony Cruz will be that central midfield pairing to supply the goals to Cristiano Ronaldo and co. Gareth Bale. Maybe they just need an actual target man.
Yeah, maybe.
Real Madrid. Realistically, there's not much wrong with their team. That's why they won the Champions League last year. And Atletico Madrid just had one of those years where a third team just comes up and it's their year. Like the 69 Mets, this was the equivalent. And they could have won the Champions League as well. So they had a very good team. And they have a very good manager. So no, there's no doubt that Atletico should compete again, if not win again. Barcelona is the interesting team because they have bought well, I think. But they've also sold interesting players. They've sold Fabregas, which is telling me that they're looking to play a very different game to their... what they were playing recently, previously with their tiki-taka. They're selling Sanchez, which I think is a mistake. And Hristo Stoichkov, a Barcelona legend, also agrees with me. They're not the sort of players you sell. They might be selling Bojan as well. Yeah, but on the other hand, and they're not going to be with Neymar at the beginning of the season because he is out with a serious injury.
Yes, exactly. A reasonable amount of time there.
So Barcelona could have an interesting year with a new coach, Luis Enrique, who is a Barcelona legend, of course. But I don't think he's going to do a Pep Guardiola and win everything in his first season and win three in a row. That's not going to happen, I don't think. But yeah, I think Real Madrid look good. They're going to probably top La Liga. I don't think they're going to defend their crown in the Champions League because nobody's managed to do that.
Nobody's managed that, so...
But yeah, that's my thinking on that. Do you see an English team winning the Champions League this season? If it's any team, it's got to be City.
Yeah, I would like to think that we've got a reasonable chance. But to be fair, I think...
The depth is just there with City for
City,
a long campaign.
City's got the better depth, even with Mourinho's buying.
In a way, you almost want them to be there at the business end because it means their focus is split when it comes to the Premier League.
Yes, it could be a bit different. I mean, if we do fall out of the Champions League, having City still there would give us the better chance at home. I think Bayern Munich's still going to be pretty strong there. That's where I might go back to them this
coming. Bayern Munich should still be strong, and Borussia Dortmund should still always be strong because of the kind of structure they have. But yeah, the other people from Germany, your Schalkes, your Wolfsburgs, your Leverkusens, they never shame themselves, obviously, when it comes to Champions League football, but they're not quite there. You don't see them at the business end. You could see Borussia Dortmund make the semis again.
Yes. We can see them go all the way,
But yeah, Bundesliga, I think it's very difficult to see Bayern not win. Basically because they keep poaching the good players from from Borussia Dortmund. Those two are easily going to be the two best teams again in Germany, I think. Unless someone from Schalke or Leverkusen happens to pick up a very good young player that the others haven't heard of and do something magical.
Yeah, if they pick up a good player or two here and have, sort of Atletico Madrid sort of be a bit different. But yeah, once again, sort of hard to go past the top two in Germany.
Yeah.
Hard to go past the top one in Germany.
What's interesting now is because La Serie A is competitive again.
Yes.
Yeah, after 3 years of Juventus dominance, you don't see this again because Conte has left his management post at Juve, and specifically, I think, because Juve were going to be selling too many players, which is a bad sign. But Juve are not exactly super rich, and they can't afford to... No team in the Serie A can afford big wages and big things, so it's made it really competitive. You're not... AC Milan are not going to win, I don't think. Inter are always strong, and Juve, of course, they're not as strong as they were in the last 3 years, but they could redo it. But you've got the resurgent teams like your Napoli's, your Fiorentina's, yes. and Roma.
Yeah.
In recent seasons doing well. But the thing is, no one cares about Serie A anymore.
Not anymore, no.
They're no longer a league of good players. They're arguably not even as good as League One from France anymore, with the kind of good players that play.
Well, in League One, you've got
Ibrahimovic. And Selkap,
you got PSG spending up large to drag in good players.
You've got Monaco and you've got Marseille.
And Marseille are always good as well. So you've got a reasonable top three there that are willing to spend the money as well to ensure that they still have good.
And because they're spending money, the other teams in France seem to be having money. So you've got your Bordeaux, Lyons, and everyone else doing pretty well as well. Ligue 1, I think, are comfortably better than Serie A, and I think their teams will comfortably do better as well. The other leagues are your Dutch leagues, your Portuguese league, and your Scottish league players.
Turkish league as well.
Turkish leagues. They're going to be thereabouts, but I don't think they'll be there at the business end.
No. Though I see some of the Turkish teams are sucking out some older, but some of the better players as well. Starting to go there for their sort of after they've gone past their peak, they give their money. So there's obviously a bit of money out that way.
There is, but apparently also the thing is players like playing in Turkey. Lots of back in the day when English players actually used to play overseas, that was a place where people liked to go on loan and play a season or two because you just learnt lots and it was a tough environment. But if you got through it, you got lots of levels and XP out of it. I guess
good place to grind, then
yeah. It is a good place to grind, and it's not a bad payday. And the league is competitive. There's obviously lots of money because you've got three or four, four-star and one or two five-star stadiums in Istanbul alone.
Yeah.
Turkey will always have a reasonable league, and they'll always be kind of there or thereabouts in the club competition side, even if their national side is not as good as it used to be, shall we say. We pretty much covered all the leagues that we think and all the football topics. We'll not be doing this as often anymore, but we'll look to try and keep them just as interesting, I hope.
I hope so as well.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.